Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Should Christians be involved in the culture, in the community? Can't they just simply preach the gospel and not get involved in the political arena? We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, Christians oftentimes, sometimes you hear them say, why should we be involved in politics? That's a dirty word. We don't want to be involved in this political process. We'll just simply pray and preach the gospel, and that alone will change lives, and the results will take care of themselves. And while there is truth in that preaching the gospel will change lives, that doesn't mean that we should disengage from the community. We have a duty as citizens, as Christians particularly, to be salt and light. A light cannot simply be put under a bushel basket. When you turn the light on in darkness, the darkness flees. When a Christian is transformed by the power of Jesus Christ, there's a light bulb that comes on. Darkness flees. That means there is a consequence to the light bulb coming on. It has a consequence to chase the darkness out of the dungeon, to chase the night and turn it into day. As Christians, we have an obligation, we have a duty to be involved in our community.
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, the secular left has done a tremendous job of even embedding that lie, and it is a lie, in the minds of Christians, of pastors, we see it around the country, and of lay people around the country, that somehow this notion of separation of church and state means that you Christians get over there in your corner, keep your morality, keep your Christianity and your personal beliefs to yourself. Don't engage the culture, don't engage the process, don't engage the political realm. But that's nonsense. This idea that somehow moral issues, religious issues, and political issues are mutually exclusive, Matt, is nonsensical. They are one in the same. And really what's happened is, it is the political realm, the secular left, that has encroached upon the purview of the faithful. They have politicized moral and religious issues and tried to take over that ground and said, now you must retreat to your little enclaves church and put barbed wire up around your church and stay within the halls of your church. But see, now they're not even satisfied with that, as we've talked about before. Now they're coming into the churches and saying, you must support our radical LGBT agenda or our pro-abortion agenda, even within the church. So, it's all a ruse, isn't it, Matt?
It is. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus says, when I was hungry, you didn't give me anything to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. And when I was in prison, none of you came to visit me. And then they said, well, wait a minute. When were you in prison that we didn't visit you, or hungry we didn't feed you, or thirsty that we didn't provide you something to drink? And Jesus says, whatever you've done to the least of these, you've done to me. If you didn't visit the person in prison, then you didn't do it to Jesus. If you didn't feed the hungry, you didn't do it to Jesus. If you didn't give water to those who were thirsty, you didn't give water to Jesus. Whatever you've done to the least of these, you've done to me. And James says, it's not good enough to just simply say, we're going to pray for you, brother. We just hope you're warm. We hope that your belly is filled. No, our faith requires some kind of involvement. We need to give them a blanket. We need to give them some food. Well, the same thing is true within the political realm. You can't just pray for America, although obviously we have to pray. We must pray for America and our leaders, our communities, but we have to be involved. To just simply pray for our communities is like praying for somebody to be warm, but not giving them a blanket during the winter. To pray, I pray that you have food in your stomach, although you're starving. I'm going to go home and have a great meal. I'm going to drive through this drive-through, and I'm going to pray that something happens in your life. No, your prayer has to also have feet. When you pray for your community, for our leaders, When you pray to protect children from genocide, from the slaughter of the abortionist knife or the suction tube, you also have to be involved in reaching out to those women or supporting organizations that do, that ultimately give opportunities for women to adopt or to give information. You also have to elect people to office that will do the right thing. You cannot appoint an agent to act in your behalf that on your behalf will take a butcher knife to a small child. Because if that's the case, you've taken a butcher knife to the small child. On the other hand, if you can prevent someone from being in office that will take a butcher knife to carve up a young child, and you did not do it, then you also will be held accountable for that as well.
Yeah, Matt, and you know, everything you've just described, I think the late Jerry Falwell, your dear friend, the Reverend Jerry Falwell, founder of Liberty University, Thomas Road Baptist Church, of course, really known in the late 1970s for founding the Moral Majority, he put his preaching to practice. He took exactly everything that you're saying there, not just standing up and taking action, but help reaching out to women, to individuals. He would reach out to even the homosexual community while telling them, yes, this is sin. I condemn you not. Now go and sin no more. He was mischaracterized as a hateful, you know, bigot, as we all are who stand for biblical truth. But he said this, Matt, in talking about the duty of just pastors, but this really applies to all Christians. He said this once, what is wrong in America today? We preachers, and there are 340,000 of us who pastor churches, we hold the nation in our hand. And I say this to every preacher, we are going to stand accountable before God if we do not stand up and be counted. So I think there's more to it, Matt. That is a very, very spot on what Dr. Falwell said. I think there's more to it than just, well, you're a Christian now, you can go out and speak truth, you can get involved. I think, and as Pastor Falwell reiterated, I think that pastors certainly, they're held to a higher standard, but certainly all Christians have a duty to get involved and speak truth to a culture that has embraced lies and be salt and light in a culture that has embraced darkness.
Well, you know, voting is not a political act. We are the government in the United States. We the people. We're not living in a dictatorship or a monarchy that's ruled by one person, although some people sometimes think that they have that power. They don't. We are the government. We the people. That means we are the government. So what the government does, we do. It is an extension of who we are. That's why we need to be involved. We need to be registered to vote. And we need to be educated about the people who are running for office, and we need to appoint someone as an agent to act on our behalf who will reflect our values. If we believe in the sanctity of human life, which we should, it's certainly true biblically and as part of natural law, then we cannot appoint someone who will undermine life. We cannot appoint someone who will undermine marriage. We cannot appoint someone who will undermine religious freedom, who will blaspheme God, or who won't even acknowledge God. We have a duty to extend as an agent that individual who best reflects and will advance our values. It is a duty, not just a right. It is a duty we all will be held accountable.
Yeah, we live in a constitutional republic. We, the people, are the sovereign, and we have representatives who represent us. And we have to elect people, Matt, who are going to represent biblical values. And, you know, they say you cannot legislate morality. Well, it's the left that says that. You can't legislate morality. Nonsense. That's exactly what legislation is. But the question is, whose morality are we going to legislate?
Well, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or call us at 800-671-1776. Ask for our online training program that speaks about and trains you in the role and purpose of government, Christian biblical worldview, and citizen activism. It is a great training tool. Ask for it at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Or call us, 800-671-1776. I encourage all of you listening to obtain this brand new and ongoing online training program through one of our ministry projects, New Revolution Institute. This is our online training program that will encourage and educate you regarding the role and purpose of government. What is the role and purpose of government? Would you be able to articulate that if someone asked you? What is a biblical worldview, and how does it affect you in our thinking and our decision-making, and how can you be involved? All of that and more is addressed in our online training program. We want to educate you, empower you to make a difference in your community. We want to be able to help you shine the light of truth, the light of the gospel, in dark places and make a difference in your community, in our nation, and in our world. For more information, visit lc.org or call us today on our toll-free number.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.